Morning Show on East Coast FM.
The Morning Show
with Declan Meehan.
Morning Show at East Coast FM. Now we're going to turn to something else that, there's a lot of them cropping up, and it's all to do with climate change and getting our energy elsewhere. Now, earlier this week, DP Energy presented plans to develop an offshore wind farm off the Wicklow and Wexford coasts to Arklow Municipal District. They said, what about this idea? They say the wind farm will have the capacity to generate enough green energy to power 1 million Irish homes. The project also plans to commence operation between 2028 and 2030. And we'll see what the plans are now with the liaison manager for DP Energy, and that's Yvonne Cronin from Wicklow. Hello to you, Yvonne.
Hi, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. So, I've gone around the plans, but tell us more specifically what you have in mind.
Right. So, well, the most important thing is that we're at a very, very early stage. We just submitted an application to the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage to see to gain permission to do surveys for a turbine area, but also a cable route area. So at the moment, we're very, very early stages, and the application has gone in, and we're just waiting to go to public submission. My job is to get the word out there to as many people as possible to let them know that nobody is taken by surprise.
Mm. And, I mean, do you find that in government the spirit is willing for projects like this?
It most definitely is. The government has committed to 70% of our electricity to come from renewables by 2030 and to have zero net carbon by 2050. So I think we're more than willing. The government is right behind this. So it is happening, and we're part of that movement.
Yeah, and, we want things to be better. What's the advantages of being offshore? There's more wind, is there?
There is. You've hit the nail on the head there. There's more wind. The wind is more consistent. There are less obstacles, so that, you know, if you're on shore and there are hills, that will always have an effect on the wind. But the wind offshore, the further offshore you go, the more consistent the wind is, so you can have ongoing electricity generation.
And how far off the coast do you plan to be, and what'll be like visually?
Well, currently what we're doing is we're creating photo montages so that we can give the public a really specific view of what it's going to look like. So currently we haven't gone into the design of the actual wind farm itself yet. We're at far too early a stage, but we're creating photo montages, which should be done in the next couple of months. And then we'll be able to post them on our website, and we'll have public information evenings going towards the end of the year to give everybody a real overview of what it will look like. So at the closest point, we would plan to have this wind farm at about 8.5 kilometres off the coast of Wexford. So the cable route that we're looking for to come ashore would be kind of north of Cortown, Arklow, towards Arklow. We're looking at different areas down there, but then the actual turbines themselves would be off the coast of Wexford.
Right. And is there still subsidies for wind energy?
Yes, there will be auctions going forward in the next couple of years, and we hope to be in one of those auctions. But that being said, you know, if that isn't successful, there's nothing to say that we won't go ahead and do it anyway. But we're really at the early stages. And so, as you said yourself, we'd be looking to hopefully start construction, if all going well, in 2028.
Okay, well, we'll look into that anyway, and as you say, no excuse for not knowing about it, that it's on the horizon.
Declan, while I have you there, could I just say, if anybody has an interest in it or would like to have their questions answered, please feel free to get in touch with me. You can write to me at shellmalier@dpenergy.com or at yvonne.cronin@dpenergy.com. I'd love to hear from you. It's my job to answer all the questions, so please feel free to get in touch or hop onto our website and fill in the form, and we can add you to a mailing list.
Great stuff, Yvonne Cronin. Thanks very much indeed, Stakeholder Liaison Manager with DP Energy. Good to talk
to you,
Yvonne.
We'll keep in touch.
Thanks very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
The Morning Show on East Coast FM.
The Morning Show
with Declan Meehan.